Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wash the Buttons podcast.
Hello.
Oh.
10 out of 10 energy from you.
Oh,
there.
My God. What's the fucking... It's only 10 to 10. Feel so old. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, not enough. What a long week it's been. However, we're back. Apologies for missing last week's episode. We had for the very first time, a technical issue with the one of our cables not working. So we've gone and bought loads so it doesn't happen again. Are you all right? You good?
Yep.
Steph has a red cable. I have a yellow cable. Very cool and snazzy. what we've been doing for the last half hour or whatever, well, actually the last like half hour we've been outside staring at the fucking moon because it's bright as fuck.
It's
casting shadows. It's really weird. But before that we were playing a new game that had come out.
It's
terrible.
Filth.
Pokemon trading card game Pocket is the actual name of it. Pokemon Pocket sounds way fucking better. And everyone at work is on it, particularly my pal Roman, who's ADHD to fuck, so has just spent an obscene amount of money. It must be over 100 quid. Has to be. And the premise of Pokemon Pocket is literally just the Pokemon game, like the card game, and you open packs and stuff like that, and obviously you can buy packs, and that's pretty much it. And it seems to have taken the absolute fucking world by storm, like most things.
It's number one in the charts.
It is from last week, so this was 4 days ago, so these statistics will have gone up. Pokemon Pocket is earning over $3 million per day.
Jesus.
With 12 million plus banked to date, so that was 4 days ago. The revenue is mostly coming from high spending players in Japan. App Magic estimates suggest 43% of the $49 million total earned by the Pokemon company to date has come from players in Japan. That's around $21 million from this app. For this app alone has come from Japan.
Fair play. It's big, isn't it, over there? It's
huge. Absolutely ginormous. Well, Pokemon as an IP is fucking mental. And then when you then... Is it pay to win? Potentially. Potentially because there's still an RNG basis to it. There's still a chance. Like you're pulling packs. It's just... I suppose it's no different to the real world where... If you could only afford a couple of packs a week, but then someone else can come in and just buy booster box after booster box, chances are that person's going to get more cards and land the heavier ones than you are. So I guess maybe it's a pay-to-win strategy. But I know that the meta decks are changing quite a lot. So obviously you can make your own decks, and there's ones that are absolutely obliterating. So the one that was really pissing Roman off, and then he went to the dark side and actually started using the deck himself, was the Mewtwo deck. And I think there's a Charizard deck. I think the latest one is like a deck built around Pikachu is OP as fuck, to the point where Roman was banging his head against the wall because every time he was playing PvP, he was playing against someone else, they were using the fucking Mewtwo deck and he could not beat it. And that's why he was like, right, well, I'm going to fucking join them then, and I'm going to do the same. And I've sort of stayed away from it because I'm not massively interested in it. I like watching it from a sidelines. But like I was saying to Roman, if I was going to pump money into it, I'd rather pump that into real cards than on a digital platform.
Yeah, fair play.
And... Well, we've just sat and played it for a little bit, and I can see why people enjoy it. and why people are all over it. But if I have to click one more fucking thing and get a paragraph of text pop up telling me what to do and then scroll through 10 different pages of texts to fucking just open up the shop and look at something, and then when I go back, there's something else, and if it stops me doing anything and highlights one more fucking thing and forces me to press on it to do something I don't want to do, fuck me.
Yeah, I felt the same. I think we're both too tired. I mean, I'm struggling to hold this microphone. It feels so heavy. But yeah, no, I felt the same. Like, so I hadn't downloaded it yet, and I thought, right, well, if we're going to talk about it, I'll at least have like a little bit of a hands-on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've never been one that they want to set you up to, you know what you're doing, but Force tutorials really piss me off because I just don't have the, you know, or like even just down to, and it's such a little moan really, but like some of it was like press and hold, some of it was tap, some of it was drag, and I was like, how can you be telling me so much what to do, but I also don't know which one I'm supposed to do here?
Yeah,
like the amount of time I was tapping it, and I was like, oh nope, it's a drag. But I did have, I kind of like it when games like this do kind of give you quite a lot to sort of get you going. Like, so it's established that you're going to get at for free the chance to open two packs per day. They regenerate in 12 hours.
And then you've got your wonder picks on top of that as well.
Yeah, which was like five per however long.
Yeah.
And then, but then it kind of gives you loads of stuff so you can try out like speeding it up, and you can collect these little hourglass things that allow you, you know, it's like each hourglass is an hour and they give you 12 and that kind of thing. So, and then already like I've probably got enough to open another like 10 packs because I ended up with like 100 hourglasses or whatever. So that like I kind of like. And then yeah, I went through the little tutorial thing. The first bit is mandatory, and then it kind of says like, okay, if you want to know more, you can go to the intermediate. If you don't, then like have at it. And it wasn't as painful as it. Like when I looked and it was like 7 steps, I was like, oh. But then actually there were probably like 30 seconds a piece, which is really not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're both just in like arsey moods. And then yeah, I did give PvP a go, but it annoyed me because then like I did a couple of the like AI ones and it was constantly making me go second. And I beat them twice and then did a PvP one, went second. And yeah, it was my fault really because I didn't read the card, the last card I picked, which kind of sealed my fate, was whatever his name is. And it doesn't damage them, it just knocks their next attack down by 20. But they had like 80 and I was on 60, so they
fucked.
Killed me anyway. And I was like, oh, never mind. But I can see, yeah, like I get the, whether it's my cup of tea, I'm not so sure. But it's quite promising. It's quite cool. I can see, like you say, like it's a bit like you when you were playing that showdown thing and you were like massively into it for that little period of time.
Spent a fair amount of money on that as well.
I know you did.
When Jay was, because Jay was playing Pokemon Pocket at work before anyone else was. And like I say, like Roman fucking moffed to a flame.
Is he playing or is he collecting? Or is he a bit both?
Fucking both.
Oh.
Last time I checked, I think there was only 20 cards he needed to get.
Bloody hell.
Out of all of them.
Gross.
He's only been fucking playing it for less than a week. Absolutely ridiculous.
Impressive.
It's impressive, but it fucking, you ask his wallet how impressive it is.
Yeah.
And Jay's like a natural sweat when it comes to that kind of stuff. He loves it. But he's like a chess player. He'll work out by the maths whether he's going to fucking win or not. He'll get to a certain point and he would have calculated in his head. He'll go, I'm not going to win this. Or he'll go, if this person does this, eventually I'm going to win this. Because obviously it's all done by hit points and the moves and blah, blah, blah. So there's been a couple of games where he's been like sat in the van playing and he's like conceded because he's like, I know I'm going to lose. There's no point. I can't be bothered. Whereas what was funny is when you do the AI battles, you can set it to auto play.
Yeah.
So you just fucking let it do what it wants to do. Well, when Roman first started playing, that's all he did. He just did the AI battles and just let it auto play. And then when he started doing the PvP battles, he had no idea how to play.
Oh, no.
Because it was just letting the fucking AI take over and do it all. And it's just, I think it's one of them where you can be quite innocent and play something like Pokemon and just enjoy it for its artwork and the nostalgia feel of it. But I don't think it takes much to get involved and then join the more higher up hardcore people that take that shit a bit more seriously.
Mm.
Roman's one of them people at the moment. Like, he fucking just all over it.
Put it this way, though. In those, like, that six-step tutorial, I feel like I understand how to play Pokemon more than I ever have done in my life.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what that does.
That is how you play it. Makes sense. Because obviously they had the trading card game app anyway.
Yeah, but you couldn't play on it though. No. I thought, well, you could just collect the cards. I swear you couldn't actually play.
I swear you could play on it.
Do you not still have it on your phone?
Let me have a look. I probably fucking don't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could still play on it.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I've only got the pocket one.
Oh.
I just got rid of it. But yeah, because you would scan the QR codes on the cards, yeah. On the card thing. Well, I've got an account. And then you'd get the packs from that. And you could definitely build decks in it and all that sort of shit.
Right.
So that leads to me to believe that you could play other players with it as well.
I don't know.
Wake up. Come with me.
Wait, I'm looking at you. You know when you look at a baby and you get them to go to sleep, so you just gently close your eyes and they close theirs? That's literally what you're doing to me. Your eyes are like, you're looking at me half-lidded.
Eyes are open.
You want to lick a battery? I've got one here.
just so tired.
I know.
Oh my God.
Woo!
So that's that. I don't know. There's not much more I can give on it. I don't really give a fuck. Pokemon, people enjoy it. It'll be dead in a month.
Speaking of games that are dead, I haven't seen your New World. And if you say, oh, the internet, you're talking about your fucking arse. What's happened? What's happened there? Where's everyone gone? Why is no one playing it?
I don't actually know. I genuinely don't know.
Well, what's your reasons for not playing it?
World of Warcraft.
No, I don't buy it.
I promise you.
No, I don't buy it.
I promise you. I was in turmoil with making an alt. Made a few of them. Started leveling them up. And now I really like playing a tank. And I've never played a tank before. And then a lot of the people that were playing New World have gone up. The guild itself has gone into hibernation because we're done until the next season. A whole message went out and everything.
What, for WoW?
For WoW. Right. We're in hibernation. But I think, what did the fucking... I'll read the message out for you. It says... hi, all you wonderful...
How many fucking emojis is in that?
I think it was just taking the piss.
Oh, right.
We had one without the emojis and then one with the emojis.
Oh, okay.
It said, hi, all you wonderful little ghouls and goblins. As you can probably guess, this raid tier has come to its natural end. This is horrible to read with all these emojis. Because of this, the guild will be going into hibernation mode with no organised raids each week. Enjoy having your Wednesday and Sunday evenings back, and we look forward to raiding with you all next raid tier. So that message went out to just finalise that now it's happening. And naturally, that coincided with Call of Duty coming out. So a lot of people are now fucking playing that. A lot of people are playing Classic instead. And everyone's just sort of gone...
Phew. Oh.
And that's kind of it, really. Everyone's just in...
What about that little New World Discord? Didn't you make a Discord for New World?
Yeah.
Has that gone dead and all?
Well, no one was really talking in it anyway.
Oh.
It was a very young thing. That standard fucking me, really. Just World of Warcraft's fun because I'm playing something that I've never ever played before. I'm playing a tank and it's very anxiety driving.
Because why are you both burping so much?
I don't know. Because you're in charge of everything. I'm scared. Tired and scared. And then obviously I'd bought Telltale. You're right. What was that noise?
The chair, I think.
I bought Telltale's as well. The Walking Dead.
I haven't seen that in your hand either.
I've been fucking busy.
No, I know, I know. I'm only joking.
But that I want to get through, because I really like the story so far. And let's talk about that for a little bit. I wanted something simple and easy for the Steam Deck. And Telltale Games are one of those where it's very much like Detroit Become Human. I don't know what the genre of it is.
I know what you... Yep, it's...
It's not... Is Telltale the genre?
No,
not
Telltale's the company. It's... fucking hell.
I really don't know what
it's
that
is. Like...
if I Google Detroit Become
really
Human...
It's going to annoy me. Yeah, because the same as Life is Strange. It's like decision-based, isn't it? Decision-based storytelling kind of thing. Interactive story or something like that.
Life is Strange. Where does it tell you what fucking category that would be?
I don't know. It'd probably be like...
Life is Strange genre? Interactive film? Life is Strange is an award-winning episodic adventure game?
Yeah. Similar, though, yeah. It's like, I always like interactive, yeah, interactive story and decision. Yeah, you basically make decisions that determine the outcome of your particular game. Detroit, Life is Strange, the Telltale games, they are all of that similar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like, well, yeah, yeah. Kind of like elements of Baldur's Gate kind of thing. You're like, you are that character. The decisions you make have consequences that are either immediate or you find out later on.
That's basically what it is. I wanted something like that, and the Walking Dead series has really, really good reviews across the entire... games, so I figured, well, I'll look into that, and then managed to pick that up off of, I think I got that off of G2A for, I think it was £10 for all of it.
Nice.
Started playing that, and it was just nice because obviously I haven't touched the Steam Deck for a long time, and I was like, well, I don't want to get it on the laptop. I can't be asked to sit there and play it on the big screen. It's nice to just have something that's a bit smaller. And I was like, that's the perfect chilled out game to be able to do that and get invested in the story without having to do that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the idea of having something that's portable, but at the same time, I can't enjoy myself like laying down on a bed and then playing fucking Assassin's Creed in your hands. Because I like to be fucking like that to the telly. I want to see big screen. So that's something that I'm fucking slowly slogging through.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it was nice when, like, I was reading my book and then you were playing. That was quite fun. And then I fell asleep reading my book.
I tell you what.
We're so old.
I tell you what's terrible is we'll have to go back through all of the episodes that you and I have done and me and Ash have done talking about the PlayStation Portal and where we were slagging it off saying, what's the fucking point? Because now that I've matured a little bit, I'm starting to see why people have them.
What, the ability to play a PS5 game in your hands in bed?
Yeah. And that all stemmed from when I was on nights for a week. And Dean had one. And
so his PlayStation was on at home. And he
So because you can...
It's so weird, isn't it? That's basically the Wii U.
But you can put... But you're able to put the leave the PlayStation in rest mode. Yeah. And it will turn it on. Then you can put it back into rest mode when it's you're so done weird, from the fucking thing. And he was playing The Last of Us. And I said to him, I said, how the fuck are you playing that? And he was like, it's just connected to my phone. And it was playing really well. Like, really well. And
what, was his phone the screen?
No.
Oh, it was
hotspotted to his phone for a connection.
Okay.
And it was playing absolutely fine. Daryl's got one now.
Oh.
Mark's one turns up next week.
Oh, I thought you already had it.
Mark's one was a pre-order, wasn't it, for the anniversary edition?
Oh.
So it hadn't released yet.
Oh, okay.
But I think they're like £200 or something like that. And I was talking to Daryl about it the other day. I was like, how is it? And he was like, yeah, they're they're decent. Like, they are good. He was saying exactly what I just fucking said, in that he gets up, and if he fancies fucking playing a bit of PlayStation but he don't want to get out of bed, it's there. He just fucking flick it on, and it's good to go. And I asked him, I said, how's the battery life on it? And he said, it's not great, but he said, it ain't bad at all. I think he was saying sort of like 4 or 5 hours you can get on it, which is of a decent fucking thing. And he was saying that it's good, because it's, if you're already playing on a PlayStation, it's no different. It's just the controller's fucking split in two, but it's the same controller that you're used to playing with. He said the screen's very good as well. And yeah, it is somewhat tempting, because obviously the other day, when you were playing Fortnite, or whenever you're playing on the Switch, it's sort of like, well, if you then have the option there, which is exactly what they were marketing it for, which is crazy, because the amount I've sat here and slagged it off, thinking, why the fuck would anyone need that? What is the point? Just fucking turn your telly on and use your PlayStation. Yeah. Well, but now here we are, where I'm like, and even Mark said, he was like, I'll leave the PlayStation upstairs and fucking sit downstairs with Taylor and just play on it there.
And that, as I say, not to, well, you know, everyone knows I'm about to bring up Nintendo. But the predominant advert I remember for the Wii U is little kids playing his game. And like, I think the dad comes in and he goes like, sorry, mate, you know, I want to watch the football. And the kid just walks up, picks up the gamepad, it pops up on his screen. So the dad's now using the telly to watch the football, and the kid's carrying on playing his game in his hands. And yet, it was just, that was, you know, such a big flop for probably that exact reason, because you're thinking, what the fuck do you need that for? Like, what? But actually, it's one of those ones, like you say, it's only when it kind of settles in and becomes a sort of more widely accepted idea that people start to see the benefit of it. Sometimes you do have to try something to work. Either you go, oh, actually, no, I'm never going to use this, or you go, holy fucking, I don't know how I lived out without it.
Because then I started looking at that other games where you can now play them portable, or just like basically wherever you want to go within reason. Things like New World, you could fucking play that on the portal. Dependent on anything that's downloaded on your PlayStation, as long as you've got a connection, it's anything. It's literally your PlayStation.
It's whether that would be like, would that be alright on a like really small screen?
Don't know, but then you've got things like the Division, which is fucking bought that again the other day. Anything on your PlayStation where,
or even disc games.
I believe so.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, fair enough. Because if it's there, isn't it?
Because obviously it's not downloaded to the portal.
No.
It's basically just like a screen. Yeah, it's streaming it from, casting it from the PlayStation to the portal, which is why you need a stable connection to be able to do it. And yeah, it just seems more and more useful. I'll be interested to get Mark's point of view on it, because he's going through a stage now where he's playing his PlayStation quite a lot. So it'll be good to hear his side of it, because I know Daryl plays his PlayStation a fair bit, but not as much as Mark does. It'll be interesting to, like you say, with those games where would it be suitable for a smaller screen? You think you're playing something competitive like Call of Duty. Is that going to be too small? Because the screen's not fucking tiny. I suppose it'd be no different to, can you play Fortnite on your Switch when it's undocked?
That's literally what I was about to say. So when it first came out, I played it handheld. Like when Fortnite first was released, I played it handheld on the Switch. And I don't know why I never played it on the telly. Can't remember. Just happened to, I think. And so that's kind of like what I knew. And then this time around playing it, I've mainly played it on the telly. But there has been a handful of times when I've either like sat in with Lou or just had it in my hands and played it. And yeah, it's a different experience, but it's not like it, you can kind of get used to it. For two reasons. One, because, you know, like when it's on the telly and you've got, you know, you're trying to hit someone in front of you, that person might be I don't know, 5 centimeters big, or they're a little bit closer, they're 10 centimeters big. Well, obviously, mm-hmm. on such a small screen, they're then a centimeter big if they're, you know, in the distance, or like at most maybe 3 centimeters big. But the other thing I find quite interesting to get used to is like having your hands be that far apart.
Yeah.
The difference between holding the controller and then holding, like, again, with the Switch, if I've played it two ways. One, holding it as a Switch. Two, having it in tabletop mode, so I've still got a controller connected to it, but the screen is in front of me like a little mini telly.
Yeah.
That's probably easier because it's what you're more used to in terms of aiming and like just positioning and stuff. Because obviously the like the map buttons are select and start and whatever are in slightly different places. But again, it's you get used to it. You get it's playable.
It does feel different though. I've noticed that with the Steam Deck where it's such a wide console, your hands are in a normal position for a controller, but the thumbs feel off.
It's weird, yeah.
Your thumbs and your trigger fingers, they feel almost stretched out.
Yeah.
So like, which is really weird when you think about it, because when you're holding a controller, your left hand's on the left side of the controller and your right hand's on the right side of the controller. So your thumbs on the joysticks are not overlapping each other. They're on the fucking joysticks. So
yeah, but I think it's just your positioning of your arms as well, though, isn't it?
It might be. That might be the thing that makes it feel weird, is that feels
one way,
far more natural, but that doesn't. Mm. My thumbs haven't fucking changed position, but having your elbow, feels odd.
It's like when the novelty aspect, I don't know, a comfort aspect. Most of the time when I was playing the Switch when it first was released, I would literally be like under the covers, and then you just have like your hands like where it's comfy, and you wouldn't have to worry about holding, like, especially when the heating wasn't on. It was great because you would still be, it wouldn't affect it. And then especially with some games where they are like completely, because obviously again they were like utilizing the concept of the Joy-Cons, they would almost be like quite cool. Oh yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. I could have that tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Let's not go there. I forgot my train of thought. But anyway, yeah.
It's controllers under the covers.
To. Yeah, but why was I saying that? Oh, right, yeah, like how they had like kind of different uses. No, it's actually gone. I'm talking at my ass now. Can't remember. You were very good at distracting me. You know that.
Sorry, I did. I thought I was.
You were absolutely lethal.
I only showed you the portal.
Yeah, but then earlier when you just go when I'm talking, and then you're like, why have you lost what you're saying? Because if we were talking now, you'd go, huh?
I can't help it. Sometimes it just fucking comes out.
Yeah.
I'm just being me.
No, it's gone. So you have to think of something else now. We've got a dead air.
So
get Christ. This is why people edit podcasts, isn't it? Oh, Reese and Ash, we pride ourselves on never editing our podcasts.
The fact that I've shown you that portal has just absolutely killed.
I have seen it before. We've seen it. We've spoken about it so many times. I know exactly what it looked like.
I think what that is
you wanted to get up the Amazon listing to run it by.
No. What that is aftershock from trying to get a PS5 and how much of a cunt it was to then looking at a portal and it's just there. Remember that?
I do.
Remember that ordeal, trying to fucking secure one of them. What a bastard. And you had one in your basket and it crashed.
Well, you bought one and then cancelled it.
What a fucking... That's got to be one of the most stupidest things I've ever done. That has to be up there. And you were with me when I did that. So you were a party to that.
Well, yeah, but...
We went on a walk and I said, I might cancel it. And you did nothing to prevent that.
Yeah, but then at that time, you were hardly playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
And ultimately, at that time as well. What, was there like two PS5 games?
Yeah.
Everything else was still PS4.
Yeah, you should have done better, really, at stopping that from happening.
Don't give a fuck. How about that?
Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. Am I going to feel the same about cancelling the Assassin's Creed Shadows pre-order? No.
Have you done that? I think
I've done that. Oh, no, I've done that. Yeah.
No.
I had to email them.
We got inch like them piped, mate. We ain't going to be thinking about...
I had to email them. I'm sick of game. I had to email them specifically to request that they cancel their order because you can't do it through their website anymore for some reason.
Yeah, that's great then.
Because I think they've been taken over by someone else. And then the person that was replying to me, she was like... She basically copied and pasted my email back to me and said, essentially, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I'm sure. And then she was like, you need to confirm the order number again so that we're positive that this is what you want to do and this and you want to cancel your order. So I did that. And then she sent me another email and she was like, are you sure you want to cancel your order? Yes. Yes, it's like the full female in the thread now, cancel the order. And then there was like, three other emails after that confirming that I had cancelled the order. But what scares me is that obviously with game, they don't take the money until the pre-order fucking ships. I swear to God, if fucking 200 and something quid leaves that account because she ain't fucking cancelled that order properly.
Just double check. You know?
What do you mean?
Email again and just say, can I just confirm that this was cancelled?
No, I'm not talking to her again.
Do you remember? Oh no, we weren't together. When the Switch came out, there was this really cool like carry case thing, and you know, I think it was Zavi was selling it, and so I bought it. It was like a pre-order, fucking loads of stuff, as you do, because obviously they're coming out with fucking everything. It was great. And anyway, they kept me on the hook. I think it was 6 months. And they finally so I
what 6 months for a case?
Yeah. Because I really wanted it. In the end, I found a different one that I actually liked better, so it was fine. But so I pre-ordered it maybe in like the February, and it should have released in the March, and it didn't. And then so it was like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally in the October, they were like, okay, yeah, we don't have it. But like all this time.
Well,
yeah.
What do you mean they were like, oh, okay, I don't have it?
We were like, it's on its way. We're just, you know, like we're waiting, but it'll be.
Oh, they were stringing you along for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you was waiting for it to release for 6 months.
No, I was genuinely like, oh my God. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was like still orderable. I could have bought another one. And yeah, it went on and on and on. And then finally, yeah, they were just like, all right, never mind. But they wouldn't like cancel it. They went and just get, it was nuts. It went on forever. How the fuck they're still going? I think they're one of the ones that's like, they're covering up for something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that thing? Do you remember Vivo?
Yes.
Did you see that post the other day? Basically, someone was like, what the fuck happened to that? Like, everyone, all the big artists had Vivo in their names, and like, it was a full-on site. Like, it was basically this screenshot of Vivo from like 2007.
Yeah, I remember.
And basically...
The blue writing and stuff, wasn't it?
I don't even remember. I don't know. I think it was still red. But, and then...
Sorry, I was thinking of Vimeo.
Oh, that's green, I think. That's still going. That's just a hosting website, I think.
But I do know Vivo, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like Warner Brothers, SMG, like, it was like the four big music labels. They were like, I've got an idea. And like, make it, this video website. And then, yeah, basically, obviously, it never... I would deliberately go and, like, not watch it. Or like go click on YouTube. Like, do you not remember like boycotting it for like no reason at all?
No, I don't remember doing that.
Do you not? Oh, I do. But yeah, it's just like gone.
But
now.
you get things like that where I remember Mike Shinoda was trying to promote another social media platform. It was like Triangle or something like that. So I can't remember.
Proper random shit.
It was really odd, and I remember downloading it, and it was like a culmination of Facebook meets Twitter meets Instagram. Like it was a really weird format, and like followed Mike Shinoda, and then there's all these other celebrities.
And he
that
probably
are on
promised,
it.
You can speak to me directly.
It's
going to
be
yeah.
like the best thing ever. And it was like, quick, like you want to get involved on this before it fucking really blows up. And then yeah. you can say, like, I was on this before everyone else. Yeah. Nah.
Do you know what? I won't download Threads.
No, I won't download Threads either.
I refuse.
When you scroll through Instagram, then it comes up with things yeah. from Threads.
And it'd be like, so and so wants to follow you on Threads. No.
Yeah. Not happening.
No.
Yeah.
And then they try and get you. They'll be like a really juicy tagline. Okay. And they won't finish it. And
they'll
then you click it and it goes, you need to download Threads.
They go, most of your friends are on Threads.
Everyone's on
go
Threads.
Go and join them.
It's just you.
No, I'm not joining fuck all.
Nah.
I'm not joining it. You ain't having it.
Nah.
And what's more ironic is the fact that I'm not joining it for the fact that I'm not going to use it.
I can't have another fucking social media.
I don't use Twitter anyway, so I don't need another version of Twitter. But it wasn't it like when Threads first come out and in the fine print, you basically like gave them access to absolutely everything.
Oh, and I think
and it was like you couldn't delete your account after you'd done it.
Because it'd delete your Instagram as well.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, I'm not doing that. Everything that we fucking download does that already.
Yeah.
So that's not even something that's worth worrying about. They're not going to get my information. Fucking fuck Meta. They've already got it.
Yeah.
They've already got it.
You signed that away when you were 12 years old and you made your Facebook.
Yeah. It's like when fucking from Mary from fucking wherever, 64 years old, puts a copied and pasted picture yeah, on a story on Facebook.
Meta cannot have my photos.
This is me officially saying you don't have my permission. You've posted it on their platform, you dumb fuck. What do you mean? You've had to accept the terms and conditions to post that there to say you don't accept them.
Yeah.
You've already done it. And then it'll be like random people that you haven't spoken to for ages and then they'll be fucking copying and pasting. You go, oh, you're fucking one of them and all.
George Harrison. I'm trying to find that thing because I can't remember. I think it was true. And it was basically like, hang on, I need my other hand. Someone, apparently they died in Disneyland and because it was something like they'd subscribed to, Jesus Christ. Hang on.
Are you good?
No, it's because I'm trying to do it quickly. It's getting worse. Hang on one second. Disneyland, Def, Disney Plus. Yeah. Let's see if it was. Yeah, they've dropped the defense. So basically, someone had died at Disneyland due to, I think, an allergy, and they tried to get out of it because he'd basically, she was the one who died, somewhere in the terms and conditions of when you sign up to Disney Plus, it's basically a waiver. And they were like, we're not going to pay out for her death because she's signed this waiver.
Saying what?
Right, hang on. So
if you die at Disneyland, it's not our fault.
They have dropped it. Basically, they've dropped a controversial legal claim that the terms and conditions that a widower agreed to when signing up for Disney Plus, the streaming service, that they protect from a wrongful death lawsuit that he brought over his wife's death when she ate at a resort restaurant. But they have decided to drop the matter. The lawyers asked a judge in Florida to dismiss the wrongful death lawsuit and settle any disputes out of court. They argued that the widower had agreed to Disney's terms of use, which state that users agree to settle any disputes with the company out of court via arbitration when he signed up for a 1 month free trial of Disney Plus in 2019 and again in 2023 when he purchased the Disney theme park tickets using his Disney Plus account. They were like, No, you've agreed to settle it out. So, like, that's what it was, basically. You can't take us to court for killing your wife because in 2019, when you got a free trial, you agreed somewhere in the terms and conditions that you'd settle any disputes with Disney outside of court.
Because we've got Disney Plus, if we ever have legal beef with Disney, we've signed a waiver because I've got Disney Plus saying that we personally won't take Disney to court.
Mm-hmm.
We'll settle it outside of court because who puts that in their terms
it's
and conditions
nuts,
for a streaming fucking service?
Yeah, and basically what happened, his wife, it confirmed by the medical examiner, died as a result of suffering an allergic reaction, cause of death, anaphylaxis due to elevated levels of dairy and nut, And basically, they were dining in a resort restaurant. He and his wife both questioned the waiter multiple times as she had a severe allergy. And the waiter assured them that the order would be allergen free. And obviously it wasn't. That's fucking scary, isn't it? If I had a mega allergy, I'd be fucking terrified to go out. I was like, do you remember the one? And it was like when people, they've got like a thing against people ordering, you know, like obviously how milk, like dairy alternatives are getting way more popular. And they were saying like when someone comes in and they'll ask for an oat milk, they'll like put a shot of milk, like yeah, cow milk in it. Shit, to, yeah. It's like, that's fucking, they could fucking kill someone.
Yeah, so bad.
Or
when people are like, oh, back in my day, we weren't allergic to things, and if you were, you just ate loads of it to get over it. Nope, that's not how anaphylaxis works.
Do you know
that's,
what I saw?
That's not how it works. No. Nana said shit like that.
I saw,
if you're allergic to sweet corn, just eat loads of it. What do you mean?
Did you see on one of the Facebook groups, it was a like a picture of a black, like a black and white picture of a little kid in a car, and it was like, back in my day, we didn't have seatbelts. We did all right. And everyone's like, yeah, mate, it's all gone wrong, isn't it? It's all gone wrong. And then people are like, I'm not being funny. Not only were there dramatically less cars on the road, which makes it even worse, but the death rate of driving was significantly higher than it is now.
Yeah.
So actually, no, you didn't do all right. You just fucking died.
Yeah.
If you were in a car accident, it was curtains.
Yeah, well, it's not, but it's exactly, you go, yeah, you did all right. You survived, so
that's why you're here.
Whereas loads of other people,
I left my baby outside the butcher shop for 3 hours, and no one took him. You're like, oh, right, okay, but did he grow up to be a fully formed human, or does he have a lot of issues?
We didn't bother with fucking vaccines or anything like that.
We just got the mumps.
That's why no one has polio anymore, because none of you bothered. Is that why? No.
I quite like an iron lung, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Oh, in my day, we didn't have them smartphones. We used to just fucking beat each other up.
Yeah. Lost contact with my mate. That was it. No texting him. Just never saw him again. Yeah. Didn't do me no harm.
It's just fucking... It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, what do they call it? It's kind of like, I suppose, survivor bias in a way, isn't it? Like, you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I'm alive, therefore it was great.
Yeah, yeah. The kids used to play outside all the time and not sit indoors on their fucking PlayStations.
Yeah,
let me go outside where all the cars are driving 60 miles an hour, where you've defunded all the parks so there's fuck all in them, and then just stand there in the mud, staring at stuff.
But at least my teacher can't, you know, slap me or make me tap chalk. Yeah. But I can spell, so...
It's just so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Our kids just fucking sit on their phones all day and their fucking tablets and all that. But half of us are gaming.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Fucking, it's infuriating, isn't it? It's absolutely infuriating.
You know, no, what absolutely terrifies me is that in 50 years' time, it's going to be us.
It will be us, because I look at teenagers now, I go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's weird.
I go, what are you wearing? And why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
As long as I can... Absolute tangent on this one. This is the first, like, 15 minutes of this with gaming. If you're still listening...
Oh, I don't know. We're
well done.
Up until about, I'd say, about 8 minutes ago, was my prediction.
Yeah, if you're still here...
It was around, like, minute 35.
Then fair play. It's all right.
Diverted.
We'll be fucking off soon anyway. As long... I'll be able to put my head on that pillow every night and close my eyes and have a nice sleep and wake up and continue. As long as I don't become the type of person that buys real butter and puts it in the fridge. You know, them squares of butter. I'm not talking Utterly Butterly, fucking Anchor, whatever. I'm talking like country fucking... Country file? What's the fucking...
Well, country life, that's country. Not butter either. Country life isn't butter. Country Life's margarine as well, I think.
What?
Oh, no, it is quite hard.
No, it's butter.
What, Country Life?
Country Life.
I think they do both, don't they?
Country Life is butter. If I have a look here...
Anchor isn't butter. Clover isn't butter.
Anchor's butter.
Anchor is not butter.
Anchor
is not butter.
Is Anchor... What?
Anchor isn't butter.
Yes. Anchor is a brand of butter.
Oh, maybe Clover isn't butter. Sorry, Clover isn't butter. Anchor is butter. Clover isn't butter. Sorry. It's
clover.
No, clover's margarine.
No, clover is a soft spread that resembles butter, but is not butter.
Oh, so fucking
weird.
A
soft spread.
My favourite.
Sorry,
yeah, Anchor is butter.
Country Life butter. Yeah, Country Life is butter, but is
Country Life is butter? Or is Country Life spread?
Well, it says Country Life spreadable.
Yeah, no, it's not butter then.
Country Life original salted spreadable.
Yeah.
No, butter with vegetable oil.
Yeah, no. It's a spread.
Well, no, it just says butter with vegetable oil. So that is butter with vegetable oil.
They just called it a salty spreadable. That's a legal avoidance.
I mean,
if ever
they
I've
can't
heard
put it. It says butter in like the fucking ingredients
get,
list.
What do they call cheese slices now? Like yellow slices or
yellow
something.
Yellow
like
slices.
That.
I think it is yellow. It's fucking let's have some burgers. You got any yellow slices? Any of them? Hey, corned beef.
But I swear they're even less like. Like, you know, like back in the day when they were cheese slices, that I do remember them being cheesier than they are
yeah.
now.
Well, you had
like, you eat it now, it's fucking plastic.
Well, you had it with the
bacon.
No, the fucking cheese strings the other day.
Cheese strings have gone fucking well.
Downhill.
Yeah.
The noodles in pot noodles, real. Downhill. Yep. Cheese strings, downhill. Even Baby Bells are suffering. They are. They're a victim in this whole saga. They've taken a hit. I'm telling you now. Fuck knows how Dara Lee's doing. I ain't seen
Not
that
well.
In a while.
Not
or,
well.
Or never mind Dara Lee. Part of it. Where's the laughing cow gone? Ain't seen many of that knocking about. No. You know the little triangles, a laughing cow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Last time I had a Dara Lee triangle. It was not good. It was not good. Because, you know what I think is the great fucking scourge of the Dara Lee franchise was bringing in Dara Lee Light. That was the gateway to it being fucking shit.
What
it's
is Dara Lee? What is Dara Lee Light?
It's supposed to be like less fat Dara Lee, but it's basically like very much I hate low fat mozzarella. Because it's not mozzarella. It's literally just bouncy fucking tasteless.
Bouncy shit.
Yeah, it's awful. And Dara Lee Light follows the same. And I don't know if I was looking particularly porky one day, but all of a sudden my mum got started buying only Dara Lee Light. And it doesn't taste the same. It doesn't. The texture's not the same. It's awful. And
I love a laughing cow.
Yeah.
They are the but triangle ones, isn't they?
Yeah, but then Dara Lee triangles. I used to eat Dara Lee. Maybe that's why she bought, I was about to say. Wonder why she bought, like, I used to eat 16 triangles. No, I didn't. But, yeah, I did used to consume a significant amount of triangles. Got posh one day, started having it with grapes.
Or the Dara Lee straws.
What, jumbo tubes?
No. Like the cheese strings, but there were the strip cheese. You know, where it was squares, wasn't it? Yeah. Pulled off in quarters.
Yeah, 12 individual. There were six on each side.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, here's another good one as well. Do you remember when... I keep making that loud noise, sorry.
It's because you're holding the mic right here next to your fucking mouth. You like you're a news reporter. It doesn't need to be there. Just hold it at a normal...
No, you know what it is? It's the tannoy. You have to hold the tannoy here.
Right, well, you're not at work.
No, I know. Look at the noise on there. Sorry, everybody. Cathedral City Toasties. And it was like six little bits of cheese and six little tiny pieces of toast. Did you have them?
No, but I remember them. Oh, yeah, now that you said that, I remember them, yeah.
So good. So fucking nice.
Yeah, we just used to be fucking Dairy Dunker types.
Oh, no, I never had... I'm talking as an adult.
You'd have that fucking depressing thing where it would just be standard tubes. Not jumbo tubes.
Oh, what, breadsticks?
Breadsticks. Oh.
Do you agree as well? The cheese was different.
Yeah.
The breadstick cheese was really runny.
Yeah. Yes, jumbo cheese was. Like really well, you'd get an horrible one where you'd open up and there'd be that fucking thick line of water over the cheese. You go, oh, fucking
Do you remember when they came out with like, nacho ones?
Grim.
Do you remember? This was the fucking, the best. It's, you know, like, of all the food that's discontinued.
This is the end of this soon because we're just going off on one.
Sure, I've probably waffled about on here before about it. The hot dog Dara Lee one. And you got...
No one remembers the fucking hot dog Dara Lee.
It was hot dog and then you got a Capri Sun and you got two little pieces of dime. And it was little hot dogs and you had cheese and you had sauce and they're fucking incredible. Honestly.
No!
If I could bring anything back, I'd forgo Mars Planets for the Dara Lee hot dogs.
Mars Planets.
Yeah. Or do you remember Mars Delight? You don't remember Mars Planets?
No, I remember them. Mars Planets weren't good.
They were?
Nah.
Mars Delight?
Mars Delight, I remember, again, not that good. It weren't that good. I'll tell you what I want back, and this will
Calippo
be the...
Calippo shots?
No, this will be... Oh, Calippo shots were decent. This will be the... What is this episode? This will be the final moment. Echoes.
Nah. It's the biscuit base I couldn't get on with.
We don't have the buttery biscuit base. See you later, everyone. Ooh-roo.